What if speaking up for your faith, no matter who's listening, can spark the change your community needs? Step into the Old Testament Tuesdays. I'm going to encourage the believers in Washington State to stand firm, speak boldly, and represent Christ faithfully, no matter how rebellious or stubborn the culture may seem. Just like Ezekiel, God through you can transform lives in the most stubborn and rebellious times. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. It is so great to see you today. I hope you're ready for a great God-filled day as you go to your workplace and find yourself in the public square today. It is Old Testament Tuesdays. And so on Tuesday, we try to go into the Old Testament and study some of God's word from that perspective. And so I hope you enjoy Old Testament Tuesdays. If you enjoy these devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in your huddle. And again, if you haven't been a financial partner of FPIW, I want to encourage you to jump on in at $5, $10, $20 a month. It really does help us advance biblical values in the public square. Today's scripture is Ezekiel chapter 2. Now, with the book of Ezekiel, we've already laid out last week that Ezekiel is in Babylon, he is in exile, and that he is a prophet right around the Jeremiah time frame. And so he is what I would call the illustrated preacher. Like God's given him illustrations, and he's going to physically live that out in front of people. So we're going to look at his calling today and what God has called him to do, and then dive into some more things next week on our Old Testament Tuesday. So Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, then he said to me, "Son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you." If you're not driving right now, I'd encourage you to stand on up and allow God to speak to you and speak to your heart, because it's time that we be a people that take a stand for God and a stand with God. It's time that the Spirit of God that dwells inside of us. Now, Ezekiel's in the Old Testament. It says this in verse 2, "As he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me." So if you are a born-again believer in the New Testament right now, you have the Spirit of the living God dwelling inside of you. We don't get three separate gods inside of us. We have Jesus dwelling in us, we have the Father dwelling in us, and we have the Holy Spirit. We get one God, we serve one God, and he dwells inside of our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit right now. And so you have the Spirit of God as you walk into that workplace today. God's Spirit is going before you, around you, and surrounding you. You may be depressed, upset, frustrated, or not feeling well today. And I want to encourage you that God is going to go before you this day, and he's going to use you mightily for his kingdom. The Spirit of the living God dwells inside of you. So look at verse 3. It's time that we are being sent to a rebellious people. Then he said to me, God said to me, "Son of man, I am sending you to the sons of Israel, to a rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day." So you may be sent to a rebellious people today. The bulk of us do not work in churches, do not work with Christians, do not work in these environments. The bulk of us have to go into certain environments, and we are salt and light in that environment, and they may be a rebellious people. Remember, never expect holiness out of people who are living contrary to the things of God. This is so incredibly important, because you will be frustrated when you have this expectation that goes beyond where they have been rejuvenated by the Spirit of God. So you are sent to a rebellious people, and God wants you to be aware of the environment that you're entering into today. "They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day," says the Lord. So it's time that we are sent not only to a rebellious people, but a stubborn and obstinate people. I'm sending you to them who are stubborn and obstinate children, and you shall say to them, "Thus says the Lord God." Now, I love this, because here we have Ezekiel. They're in exile. He is down by the river. You know, he had his vision of heaven last time, and now he's going to get his calling from God. And I love this, because these people are stubborn, they're rebellious, and they're obstinate, and they're not learning from the times of being in exile. And I want to remind you that as we live in Washington State, we are living in a time where rebellion, stubborn, and obstinate people are all around us. That's not to put them down. It's to know that we are called to go share the good news of Jesus Christ with them, to call them to repentance, to call them to a place of newness of life. And today, you're going to be salt and light in the public square for those around you. They are going to see the gospel expression, the humility of Jesus inside of you, because yes, we're living in exile. We're in the times and the days of Ezekiel, and we need to be like Ezekiel to his people, calling them to a place of repentance. Now, I like this next part. In verse 5, it says, whether they listen or not. It's time to speak whether they listen or not. As for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that the prophet has been among them. Sometimes we're afraid to share. We're like, well, they won't listen to me. Oh, they won't care. And Ezekiel was told, and we can learn from him, that he was told by God, whether they listen or not, you're supposed to speak the truth to them. That needs a great big amen. Let me tell you, that idea of speaking, whether people listen or not, that you are responsive to the Holy Spirit is so incredibly important. When the Holy Spirit asks you to speak and to share the truth and not to cower back and some way hide out, but to say the very things that God has told you to say, you need to have a boldness and a courage to say it. And whether they listen or they repent or they turn, you need to be faithful to God. And today is a day that you will be faithful to God, because the Spirit of the living God dwells inside of you. You're standing on those 2 feet of yours that God entrusted to you, and you are going to be a person who walks with confidence and boldness before the things of God. And it says, and you, son of man, neither fear them nor fear their words. Did you see that? Neither fear them as people nor fear their words. We're living in a time where people want us to be afraid of their words, and we're afraid of their labels. We don't need to be afraid. We know who we are, and we know whose we are. We are children of God, and when they want to call us this or that or the other thing, I don't even want to give credit to their words this morning. When they want to call us these names, I want you to know, don't be afraid of their words. That wokeness has gone around for a long time. Using intimidation and trying to limit free speech has gone around where people are afraid to say the truth and say the words. Though thistles and thorns are with you and you sit on scorpions, neither fear their words. Look at that, twice. Neither fear their words. Don't fear their words, nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. What confidence we need to have as followers of Jesus today, that we are not afraid of those words that they are trying to throw at us or towards us. We are confident in the very things of God that we are going to speak truth in love, in boldness, and encourage to them today. It's time, whether they listen or not. He says this again, a second time. Don't be afraid of their words, whether they listen or not. You need to speak. But you shall speak my words to them. What words do we have as born-again believers in Jesus Christ in 2025? We have the Word of God, and we have the ability to share those things. We can put a Bible verse on there, or we can just simply share it out of love and concern for our neighbor. But you shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. Like the fourth or fifth time he says they're rebellious. Then he ends with this, do not be rebellious. Now you, son of man, listen to what I'm speaking to you. Do not be rebellious. That rebellious, like the rebellious house, open your mouth and eat what I'm going to give you. Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it. And when he spread it out before me, it was written on the front and back, and written on it were the lamentations, mourning, and woe. So here's what I want you to know. You are going to go on the public square today, and it's going to be an incredible day of opportunity to be that humble, bold witness for Jesus Christ today. And no matter what happens, you are not going to be rebellious from the things of God. God's word is setting deep into you. You are a new creation. You are brand new. I am cheering you on today. God is going to do something amazing in you this morning, this afternoon. The opportunities to be truth in that public square are going to be amazing. So number one, it's time to stand up and to take a stand. Number two, it's time that we all We all have the Spirit of the living God working in us each and every moment. It's working in us through the Word of God. Third, it's time that we know we are sent to rebellious people. Washington State is in rebellion towards God. That doesn't make the people like off the charts, horrible or whatever. They are sinners that need a Savior, and that's how we must see them. And we are to be that people of faith who step into their lives at that smoke break, at that lunch break, that we become friends with them today, and we challenge them to walk in the things of God, to walk with God. There are so many Christians who are giving into the apostasy of the church, who are backsliding in this very moment, and they need someone like you to stand up and say, hey, together, let's go. We can make it. We can serve Jesus all the way to the very end. It's time you know we are sent to a stubborn people. Have you ever been stubborn? I've been stubborn. I've been stubborn in the things of God before, and God has just kept being persistent with me, and you might be that persistence with someone else. Fifth, it's time to speak God's truth whether they listen or not. We have so many great communicators out there in the world today, and I want to encourage you. You are a public influencer for the things of God. You influence those around. You want revival in Washington State? Speak truth in love. You want to see people's hearts changed and transformed by the power of God's word? Speak truth in love. Why do I say that? Enough truth that it's a clear and enough love that it's palatable. Never speak lies in order to coddle people. They will end up in hell if you do that. Today is the day you're going to speak truth to them. Sixth, it's time that you have no fear in your life. Don't be afraid. Like Ezekiel was challenged, don't be afraid of their words. Don't be afraid of them. Be confident in whom you have believed. Jesus is with you today. I believe that some today are going to take a courageous act that they have been hoping to accomplish for a long time, and God is going to be with them in that time. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got fired, and God was with them in their firing. So whether the outcome is what you think or not, be obedient to the very things of God. Seventh, it's time to speak God's truth, whether they listen or not. And finally, it's time Christians are not to be rebellious. We need to live a holy, righteous life before God, walking blameless in Him. And we're only blameless not by works, but by faith in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who was buried, He rose again, that we may have eternal life, and that He appeared. So confess Jesus as Lord. I know this was a lot, but go back and read Ezekiel chapter 2. Today is going to be a day of blessing. It's going to be a day of great abundance of what God wants to do in you and through your trials, through the temptations that are coming your way. You are victorious today. It's so much more than just overcoming sin. You have overcome sin by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony that God has placed inside of you. It's more than that. You are here to be an ambassador, to be a representation to those around you of the gospel message of Jesus. So let's get out there, just like Ezekiel was challenged, to stand on our feet. Let the Spirit of God move. Speak whether they listen. Don't be afraid of their words, and don't enter into their rebellion. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that today is a day of opportunities to share Jesus with those around us. Give us the anointing of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Let it dwell inside of us like never before. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us in all things. Opportunities, I pray, to share Jesus today will come through our trials, that will come through our temptations, that will come through our frustrations, will come through our abundant joy, that we can just simply share who Jesus is. And not only that, but we are Jesus's, that who we are in Christ Jesus, new creations in Jesus Christ. Let us live differently. Let us be salt and light today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.